Okay, thank you everyone. And we'll keep working with you, Mr. and Mrs. Tabor. Okay, now we're gonna go to item 4 on our agenda, PR 2021-6297, preliminary final plat, SD 2022-39 for 7300 Santa Barbara Road. Community Scientist Corporation is the agent. Is that you, Mr. Hernandez?
Yes, hi there, and thank you for hearing this case again.
All right, I'll take your name, firm, and address, please.
Steve.
You just cut out on your mic.
Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yes, go ahead, Mickey.
Steve Hernandez, Development Managing Consultants, 9324 Manal Boulevard, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87112. And I do swear to tell the truth.
Okay, I actually get the pleasure of swearing you in. So do you swear, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead and give us an update.
Well, again, I want to thank you all for as many times as we've heard this and how hard the city staff has worked to help us get through this process. So it's been painstakingly a while. And again, thank you all for your effort. And Virgin will send positive vibes her way too, because she certainly has some blood, sweat, and tears in this as well. In any event, I believe we've got an approved grading and drainage plan, hooray. And that was one of our last comments. However, we still, due to that late approval, we've not sent it for signatures. So we do have the signatures. All right. The infrastructure list called out a deferred sidewalk, but actually it's not deferred at this point. All right. So I am in the process of working with DRC to get in place the IIA for that as well. So I'll stand for questions.
So the way this is shown on the screen now, the infrastructure list is correct.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Jay Rodenbeck, just for the record, I'll note Mr. Hernandez emailed me a revised infrastructure list this morning that took off the deferred note. We had a previous infrastructure list from May with a deferred note for the sidewalk.
Okay, thank you. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 4 at 7300 Santa Barbara? If you could raise your hand or speak up now. Okay, not seeing anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comments.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. We had a couple outstanding comments. One was a request for a letter from the HOA that the HOA will provide water and sewer service to the included lots. We have a master meter serving the subdivision as a whole, and each unit is getting service, each lot is getting service from that. So we need something from the HOA stating, yes, they are going to be the providers of water and sewer under that same arrangement. And we need that before we do approval. The second item, there was some confusion on the west side of these lots. There's a water main on our as-built that runs north-south through that area. I requested some clarification how that was located, where the actual main is located. And I think there were some issues with the surveyor and getting our locate crew out there. It's been several months, but I've not seen anything new or updated. I did want to see a sheet of paper, a sketch, something that shows the surveyed located locations of our water main compared with the existing easements that are there. And basically, if there's not an easement over the water pipe, we need a water pipe easement, a public water main easement with this planning action as appropriate. So the remaining comments describe what that is. If you have an update on that, I'd appreciate it. But otherwise, I'm still looking for that clarification prior to our approval. In addition to the letter from the HOA. So that's it. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask.
Steve Hernandez. It was my understanding that Cliff Spirek had sent the approval for the HOA as well as the location and an exhibit for the water main as you requested before. Unfortunately, he's not able to be here today, but I'll have to verify that.
This is Blaine with the Water Authority. So I can, I think the last I have from him, maybe back in March. So if you could have him follow up with me, I'd appreciate it.
I will do that. Thank you.
Code enforcement.
Angelo Metzger with code enforcement. All prior comments have been addressed. No objections or comments.
Okay, Parks and Rec.
This is Cheryl Somerville with the Parks and Rec Department. A site visit was conducted and the two existing large pine trees are in good condition and it is possible they are 30 years old. However, since there are only two pines, they do not appear to meet the definition of large stand and mature trees, which is five or more. It would not be possible for these trees to be retained with the project as proposed. That's all.
Okay. Did you want any comment on that, Ms. Somerville?
This is Cheryl Somerville with Parks and Rec. My interpretation of the IDO language is that it doesn't meet the definition for large stand because it's less than five, but planning has another interpretation. That's fine. There were two really nice, large, healthy trees.
Okay, and so Mr. Hernandez, if you can communicate that to your client that I don't know where the trees are, if they can be retained, but there's not a requirement that they be retained.
Steve Hernandez here, they'd be smack dab in the middle of the home. We build a home around it, but I don't think that's feasible.
That could be interesting.
Yeah, treehouse.
some cultures just might do that. So, all right, thank you.
Thank you.
Hydrology.
The Hoppy Azar with City Hydrology. Hydrology is an approved grading drainage plan with engineer stamp date 6/13/22. We have no objections to the plating action.
Thank you. Transportation.
Ernest Stormy Hill, Transportation. All comments have been addressed. No objections.
Planning.
This is G. Rudenbeck. So you addressed our comment that we'd had about the deferral note on the infrastructure list for the sidewalks. So I won't go over that. I'll note that the revised plat here that we have does not feature, this is the revised plat that latest and greatest, it does not feature utility signatures or MAFCA signatures or the owner's signature. However, they do have that in a previous submittal of the plat. And let me see here. There we go. This was, I believe, from a May submittal. We do have the required signatures. So what we're going to need is, once a decision can be made, if approved, we'll just need to have that revised sheet one submitted for DRB signatures with those utility and MAFCA signatures and the owner signatures. Those will have to be obtained again because I confirmed with Mr. Hernandez the changes were made to sheet one. So that will be required. And because there's an infrastructure list included with this application submittal, a recorded infrastructure improvements agreement must be submitted prior to final sign off and planning. Also note, Mr. Hernandez, you did get that revised infrastructure list to us this morning. You need to add the project numbers, the project number and the application number to that infrastructure list as well. And with the plat, you have PR 2021-006287 as a project number. Please change that to PR 2021-006297. We were initially calling it 6287, but please call it 6297. That was what it was changed to. And add that, read the rest of the application number in there. And like I said, get those utility and map and signatures and the owner signature and the surveyor signature. I'll add that as well. You've got the city surveyor signature, so we're good on that. So, and finally, just work with Aegis to get your DXF file approved. and I don't believe that's been done. That's something that could, is a delegatable item should this plat get approved by the DRB, but we'll need that approval from AGIS prior to final sign off from the DRB chair. Thank you. That's all I have.
Okay, this is Chair Wolfley. Let me walk back to Mr. Carter and see where you're at in terms of needing a deferral or delegation.
This is Blaine for the Water Authority. So it's possible there needs to be new public water easements on the plat itself. I don't think that changes the other considerations. It would be within existing drainage easement area as far as the rest of the group's concerned. So I think I'm okay delegating on that line item. The other line item, the letter from the HOA, I think I can accept delegation on that. So to me, it would be two items and I could accept delegation for both of those if that is the pleasure of the board.
Okay, let me just ask if that is of concern to any DRB member, what Mr. Carter just stated, especially on the, I guess, the easement language. Okay, I think if that is true, then I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for a preliminary final plat and the associated infrastructure list that was shown on the screen. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation in the time needed.
Thank you, Blaine Carter, Water Authority. I vote for approval with delegation to the Water Authority for two items for 8 weeks. The first item is for a letter confirming the HOA will provide service for water and sewer to the included lots. Item two is for confirmation of existing water lines are within public water easements and dedication of any additional public water easements per Water Authority standard. Thank you.
Okay, please continue voting.
Metzger, I affirm.
Cheryl Somerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Dahabi, as our city engineer, city hydrology, I approve.
Aaron Stormhill, Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB chair, approves with delegation for the application number to be corrected on the plat to 6297. Is that correct, Mr. Rodenbeck?
Jay Rodenbeck, that's the project number.
I'm sorry, the project number, it should be 6297.
Yes, correct.
Okay. And that all the utility signatures, AMAFCA signature, and owner signature be re-applied to the plat and for the recorded infrastructure improvements agreement. And and the AGIS DXF file. And I'm just going to assume that the infrastructure list gets updated with those numbers since that's not.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I don't know if we want to note the project and application numbers on the infrastructure list just because we have to approve them as is, right? So, but as far as I just want to add to Mr. Spyrock needs to add, he needs to sign sheet one as well as a surveyor. So we need to note that as well, probably.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Yeah. And just that the surveyor signature gets reapplied to the plat, final plat, final plat. Mr. Biazar.
Oh, so Madam Chair, I just wanted to clarify that we did approve the plat and the infrastructure list, right? I don't think that was mentioned at the beginning. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
I thought I did say the associated infrastructure list.
Maybe, I apologize. Maybe you did. I missed. I apologize.
All right. Let me just check. Did anyone Did everyone's vote include the infrastructure list? If it did not, we'll re-vote. Can you raise your hand if you're, when you were voting, you were not thinking of the associated infrastructure list? Okay, I'm pretty sure I did mention that. So, okay, so that is my vote with the delegation items that I just listed. So there is a consensus vote to approve item four and project number PR 2021-6297, application number SD 2022-39 for preliminary final plat and the infrastructure list dated today, because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM, with delegation to Water Authority and planning for 8 weeks to address the issues just stated.